Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chip Buchanan in the Morning Zoo.
Kayla's dating advice. It's solid.
Which we will get to in just a moment. Her name was Shelly. We bestowed upon, may or may not be her real name.
Yeah.
P1 with the problem. Basically caught feelings in a friends with benefits situation and now has somewhat ruined everything and trying to find the way out. Lori B, happy anniversary again, Lori. My only friends with benefits situation stopped when he got a girlfriend. I also had feelings, so that sucked. Every friends with benefits situation is doomed. Somebody will end up with feelings. No strings is hard. Also, shame on me. I should have had more self-worth than to settle / put up with that.
I don't really necessarily agree with every friends with benefits situation turns into somebody catching feelings.
Well, no, because nothing's an absolute.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hold on to it. In my experience, Tara says, friends with benefits equals all benefits, no friendship. At least most of the time. Very interesting. 702-364-9898. The question is, though, is there a way out? John, is there a way out?
Yeah, I think there is a way out. I think that if they both truly want to solve the friendship and keep that, if that really means something to them and it's solvable, I think they can. She'd have to initiate that. Obviously, she wants it fixed if it's possible. So it takes two of them, though. So they're adults, obviously. So, you know, kind of scratch what's already happened and try to move forward as friends. But the rest of that needs to pretty much disappear to do that.
Kayla wrinkles her nose and shakes her like she's trying to cast a spell right now. Hold on to it.
Okay.
Here's the other question, though. Doesn't, if he's getting serious with this other girl, don't all the, and he's, what did she say he was dating two? He's dating two serious with one.
Yeah.
So three total. Doesn't he have to just completely cut the other two out?
If he's serious about the one.
Yeah. Like they have to be gone.
Oh, yeah.
Don't they?
If you're committing to a relationship, then yes.
Janice, is there any way to repair?
I would say yes. So I was in a similar situation probably about a year and a half ago. And it turns out that my friend with benefits, who was my best friend before we even started, wound up being gay. So
That's a good out. Yeah. That helps.
It actually really hurt me because I was the one that caught feelings, so it actually really hurt me. But we wind up, well, what I did, I just distanced myself for a while. Like, we didn't talk. We used to talk every day. Then I just stopped talking to him. We would say, hey, how you doing? Once every, like, week, 2 weeks, make sure that we were still in communication. And then after a while, my feelings kind of subsided. And then I wound up getting in a different relationship, and we became best friends all over again. That's their only out, in my opinion.
Interesting. In a similar situation, Shelly, not the one we're talking about. Shelly, it's Shelly on the phone. This sounds kind of a lot like what you're saying.
Yeah, for sure there's a way out. She would definitely need to completely break off the relationship and take like 6 months to be over it. Because if she's still wanting the relationship to be what she was wanting, it's never going to work to be a friend with that person. So she's going to need to take like 6 months to step away and realize, is this friendship worth it? And if it is, then revisit it after that and after she's gotten over the feelings that she had.
Okay. Kayla is still shaking her head and still making that nose scrunch thing. Nobody's hit on it in your mind yet.
No.
No one's there yet in Kayla's mind. Christina, your thoughts?
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
I actually believe that, well, you know, I was in that situation 5 years ago with my best friend, with benefits.
And then he went off after another girl?
Yeah, he met a girl, and I asked him, do you want to get to know this girl? Because, you know, I don't want the middle where I'm hurting at the same time. So I made him a decision. I said, do you want to get to know this girl? And he said he did. So I said, okay, well, I back off because at the same time I was hurting. So I let him go. And at the end, he chased me back and looked for me and told me that he made a mistake, that he missed his best friend. And now we've been together for 5 years and we have a 1-year-old baby.
Wow. Worked out. It did work out.
Wow.
I waited for him. I waited for him because, you know, I mean, in the meanwhile, when we were with benefits, we respect each other. That means he can't be with, you know, sleeping with another female. I can't be sleeping with the other guy. So when he told me, he was straight up saying that, you know, I met this girl. I just want to let you know that I don't want to hurt you and I don't want to hurt her. So that's why I said, well, you need to choose. It's either with me or her. So
Kayla has a question.
Were you prepared for when he was pursuing this girl, the idea that you weren't going to have him ever again, or did you kind of know that he was going to come back around?
You know, I wasn't ready for anything. I was just heartbroken the whole time. I was crying every day because he was my only best friend and thinking that, you know, this person every day, he doesn't text me anymore. I don't see him anymore. And I was heartbroken at the end, but he was too. I have a feeling that he cares about me also, but he just didn't know what to do. It's either keep his best friend or the new girl. But at the end, I waited for him. I stayed loyal. I didn't date anybody else or talk to anybody while we were in this situation. So I waited, and at the end, he told me that, you know, I made a mistake. I don't want to get to know the new girl. I want to keep my best friend.
So I'm still, and that's awesome. You told that part. So I'm just curious still, is there a way to salvage the friendship? And Carmen, I was just waiting. Carmen's answer didn't really have anything to do with solving the problem, but Carmen was saying, Carmen was a girl, right, Davey?
Lasso talked to her.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Lasso, Carmen was
a
girl?
She left?
Yeah, she left, but Carmen was a girl. Carmen has used both I'm gay and I'm moving to get out of a friend with benefits, and I just wanted her to tell you herself. So, at the end of the day, the bit is entitled...
Kayla's Dating Advice. It's solid.
You haven't liked anything you've heard so far.
Because there's no possible way for you to salvage this friendship. Because no matter what happens, you're always going to have that little bit of thing in the back of your mind that goes, I really liked him or her at one point. There's still those little things about that person that draw you into them and attract them to you in a like a relationship way. She's always going to linger there just ever so slightly.
Oh, and you'll always remember that one August 15th when the AC went out.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And like, oh my God.
Or someone got a little drunk one night and said something they shouldn't have.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Always going to stick out in the back of your mind. And who's to say that person that you confessed your feelings to and you got into a fight with and then you, quote, salvaged the friendship, but you guys are acting awkward towards each other the whole time. They're probably thinking the whole time, you know what? This is kind of weird. Either that or they think they have a leg up on you the whole time. There's no possible way.
But we just had two examples of it working out. We had the one that she got in another relationship and they became friends again. We just got one that she let him go. Like that whole thing. If a bird is truly yours, you let it go. And if it comes back, it's yours,
okay.
Kind of a thing. Hold on. And she broke it off and then they came back together and they're best of friends again. So it has worked out.
Well, what? The other one, they're like a relationship. They got
right. Yeah. They got in a relationship.
Yeah, that's different. I think.
No, but that's completely different because you're not being friends. Now you're in a relationship.
Yeah, you're still doing it.
Yeah. She even said, I waited around for him to come back into a relationship, which I will never do. That's not being friends with benefits. It's you waiting around for him to make. No. That's not friends with benefits. And then the other situation.
I'm really glad, by the way, I'm really glad it worked out for Christina.
Of course.
Obviously, we're all really glad that they found love. But boy, that's a risky proposition. That's a Hail Mary long shot bet that, you know, a lot of people have the stomach
awesome.
For that.
Yeah.
Most people don't.
But the other one, but is there any way to repair the friendship damage? And you say no.
I say no. I put myself in the situation. Let's say that you and I were dating, Chet. That you and I were friends with benefits. And then all of a sudden you went off and found somebody and you were like, hey, I'm starting to date this person. I really like them. And I came at you. And we started arguing.
Yeah, no.
What are you doing? Yeah. Ah!
No, that would just
confirm.
And
then I come back to you, puppy dog, go, hey, I'm really sorry. I can't have you out of my life. I really feel like we need to, wouldn't you just take pity on me the whole time?
And by the way, as a dude, and I'm thinking back to, you know, before Amy and before my first wife and all that. As a dude, it's either friends or benefits and never both. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for me, personally.
Or a relationship.
I'm clingy, so I end up being like a foxtail and dogs. Right? For,
yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I'm the one that's going to catch feelings.
Yeah.
If I like you enough to, you know, to, like, that's going to happen more than once. Well, I probably like you.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.